And with us this morning is Grand Marais Mayor Larry Carlson. Good morning, sir.
And good morning to you.
Well, had a city council meeting on Wednesday evening, and let's talk about the animal ordinance.
Well, we've got almost a blue law set of ordinances on the books that probably 5% apply, and so we're trying to get a handle on that. One thing that the ordinance does say is that horses will not be allowed to be in the city limits overnight, and we addressed that issue for one person there that has run horseback rides up out of the industrial park, and we made it possible such that she could keep her horses overnight there during that season. Also, try to get a handle on these old ordinances on the animal stuff. Comes up with, like, you know, are chickens allowed? Can you specifically talk to chickens? Some of the discussion was, well, you can have chickens, but no roosters. I made a comment there that sounded like sexual discrimination to me, but I didn't get anywhere on that. But basically what we're doing then is trying to clean up all of those ordinances, and Mike is doing that now in preparation for our next meeting, and then he'll bring a set of proposals that we'll throw darts at.
Okay. Well, it's, you know, but it's timely because a lot of cities are allowing more and more little, you know, animal farm kinds of things within the city limits, and then some of them are rescinding their laws because they found out they're a little bit more than they wanted. So we'll follow that with rapt interest. But speaking of animals, Arrowhead Animal Rescue made a request.
Yeah, the dog pound or found pound down by the marina is really in a wrong place and kind of not really a very good facility. And so they want to build a new dog pound between the recycle center and the fire department. And that's vacant land that has no vision for any other use right now. And so we're proceeding along those lines.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, not a lot of stuff about planning, zoning, that sort of thing, but the Angry Trout had a variance request.
They just wanted to put up one more restroom facility, and it was pretty much cut and dried. There was nothing against that, so we okayed that. Matt Gertschlager.
Yeah, now there's a change. This is the zip line.
Right, and, you know, a couple weeks ago, Matt was in front of the council requesting something out here on the western side of town, and got quite a bit of feedback on maybe that wasn't such the best place for it. And so he came back with another proposal just up the Gunflint Trail from the water tower. He wants to purchase 20 acres of land from the city and put his zip line on that 20 acres. We went as far as saying that we will advertise for an appraiser to appraise that at fair market value and then negotiate with Matt from there.
City Administrator Mike Roth, we got a commendation.
Yeah, he got a nice commendation from ICMA, credentialed manager. That's what he's now called. And then he is in a kind of a professional development program within the guidelines of this organization.
So is he going to have those letters after his name now?
Actually, he can now.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that'll give us something to rip.
Yeah, Mike. So Mike's doing a really good job.
Okay. Anything else to add, sir, before we let you go?
That should about do it.
Well, have a nice spring until we see you again in a couple of weeks. We've been speaking with Grand Marais Mayor Larry Carlson.
Thank you very much.